welcome to another edition of Visions. I am Yudalee Wickham Ashby, and today I'm so pleased, really, really pleased, to have on the telephone line to talk with me Dr. Jacqueline Huggins. Well, I call her Jackie, and you can call her that too. So I met Jackie several years ago when we were very young, and she was very involved with the disability movement in Trinidad while I was involved with the disability movement here in Barbados. And today, Dr. Jacqueline Huggins is the manager of Student Life and Development Services at University of the West Indies, St. Augustine's campus in Trinidad. So I'm really pleased, Jackie, to have you on the phone to have this conversation with me. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, and it's my pleasure.
Right. So let's start, Jackie. Actually, as I said that, I also remember recently I was reading some documents out of the disability movement in Australia, and I think I mentioned this to you, where I saw Dr. Jacqueline Huggins, and I was like, wait, Jackie went to Australia and didn't tell me anything? Yes, so how did you get involved with the disability movement in Trinidad?
Many, many years ago, my grandfather became blind. Mm-hmm. And the family really did not deal with it properly. We didn't have a sense of what to do, how to treat with him. Mm-hmm. And after he died, it's something that bothered me. And after he died, the Blind Welfare Association of Trinidad and Tobago had advertised for volunteers. And I decided to go and to really get to understand what, you know, disability and blindness was about. And I haven't stopped since. I have been a member of the executive of several organizations, Women with Disabilities, PAVI, that is Persons Associated with Visual Impairment, National Center for Persons with Disabilities. And it is just an area that I am really interested in, playing my part, doing research, interacting, becoming friends with, and advocating on behalf of persons with disabilities. And this is what has led me to now work on the main campus, the University of the West Indies St. Augustine campus, as the manager of the Student Life and Development Department. Now, this department provides support to all students on the campus, but one main area is providing support for students with disabilities and medical conditions. So here I am.
Great. And up front, let me say, thank you for the heartwarming, heartfelt work that you do and have done in the past around disabilities, research, giving that measure of support that sometimes we don't get from persons living outside of the disability community. So we really want to say thank you, because your work not just stretched in Trinidad, but it has been stretched throughout the Caribbean as well. So I want to say really, really heartfelt thanks to you.
You're welcome.
So let's zero in on some of the services you provide for those students with disabilities and medical issues, or, you know, who might have temporary issue injuries and so on.
Right. So basically what happened is in 2006, the department was formed. It was called the Academic Support and Disabilities Liaison Unit. What was happening is that there were many students being accepted to UE, students with disabilities, and there was no support to help them through the experience. So the department was formed, and in 2011, I became the head of the department. And we have grown from strength to strength. It hasn't been very easy, but basically, a student will register and come to our department, and will then have a one-on-one to inform on what their issues are. Because as you know, disability is really experienced differently by each person. So no two persons who are blind will experience it the same way. So that is why we have that one-on-one. And basically that student will indicate, these are my needs. So in the main, we provide accommodations within the classroom. So we would link with a lecturer, we would link with heads of departments to indicate, well, look, you have a student, this is the student's condition. Once we get permission from the student, and these are the needs. So when you're doing your lectures, when you are providing documentation, this is what is needed. We also provide accommodations for exams. So the student will also indicate what are their needs, whether it's extra time, a special chair, a special room, the use of a laptop, whatever that need is, we find a way to meet the need of the student. We also provide special parking accommodations. And in September last year, we launched our first accessible vehicle. Normally, the security services will assist students in and around the campus, especially students with physical disabilities, because we have a vast campus, and students to navigate, sometimes it is difficult. So we, the university management, a vehicle was purchased, and this vehicle is to, as, you know, to assist students from getting from one place to the next. We also have formed what we call a student support group. And a lot of what we do is also based on students sharing their experiences or their challenges and the university trying to find a way to resolve whatever those challenges are. So we have also formed a student support group where students meet once or twice for the semester, but they also are on Facebook as well as WhatsApp, where they meet and they talk about their issues. They find strength from each other to be able to go back into their classrooms and to deal with whatever they have to deal with. We also provide access to aids and devices, such as laptops for exam accommodations, tape recorders. You know, sometimes we have students who may not be able to deal with information as it comes to them. So they record their classes, and on their own time, they would learn and read and listen. So we do a lot of interacting with lecturers, because not all lecturers understand disability. So a major part of what we do is also outreach for orientation, for any activity that a faculty may have. I go and I make presentations so that, you know, lecturers are in tune, administrative staff, they understand, and it just goes on. Whatever the need is, we find a way to provide some kind of solution for our students on the campus.
Well, Jackie, that is a tremendous amount of work that your department is doing on campus. And again, we have to salute you, because I remember when I first went to UE Cape Hill, mm-hmm. we didn't have that measure of support for students with disabilities. And granted, the number was small, but I always remember the head of exams at the time I went into UE, Betty Thorpe, who was one of the first staff members to approach me and say, Yudani, come meet with me and tell me exactly what are your needs and how can we accommodate you when you have to do exams. So I always, you know, respected and appreciated what Mrs. Thorpe did for me, making me feel very comfortable and appreciated on my entry into Cape Hill campus. So, as you said, how would you say your work with other lecturers in helping them to understand disability a bit more and also to be a bit more open to providing, you know, some of the support that is needed for these students with disabilities and medical issues? Because I remember, again, some of the lecturers were unwilling for me to record the sessions, you know?
Yeah.
So, yes, some of the challenges are still there. So how would you say, what has the reception been like with your other lecturers?
Right. I must say that since 2011 to 2020, a lot has changed. Person's perspective has changed, and it is because of the outreach that we do. We also have a disability policy that guides what happens. And it is something that we share with lecturers so they understand it's not a charity. We have rights. Students have rights. The university has approved the document, and therefore we need to uphold that document, right? But a lot of it has to do with us out, with doing outreach, meeting with lecturers, speaking with lecturers. We have also tried to empower our students to feel safe enough and confident enough to meet with lecturers and indicate this is what is happening for me and this is what I need. We also get involved with like our facilities management so that when they're putting up a new building, if I would normally go around the campus and wherever I see something needs to be done, I will share that. I am on the OSH committee, so part of what I do is also bring to bear what needs to be done. In terms of like the car park spaces, we do activities. We celebrate International Day for Persons with Disabilities every year. And we do activities where we go around to all the car parks and we hand out flyers so that students and staff understand that you do not go and park in an accessible car park space. You know,
right.
So we haven't stopped. It is just ongoing. When it is orientation, we go to all the faculty orientations and we share what is available for our students. And we have CETL, which is the training unit for our for academic staff. I also share information so they understand when they're doing training. They also sensitize lecturers. So it is just ongoing. We have not stopped. We do not intend to stop. And it's just sensitization and awareness. And we also, you know, people are aware of that policy. Presently, we are reviewing it because the face of disability has changed and we are trying to bring it in line with some of the concerns that students have now. But we also utilize that and it has been approved by the university, the campus management. So that gives us some authority to demand certain things on the campus.
Great. And what would you say the students' responses and reactions have been towards the advocacy and the level of work that is being done and the various changes that you've been able to achieve?
Right. So on two hands, our students with disabilities, I know they are very comfortable. They are very happy. You see, the minute a student is registered with us, you see a change in terms of their performance, in terms of them graduating and leaving campus, in terms of their experience being more positive and enjoyable, right? In terms of students without disabilities, now they are also included because when we go out to do orientation, we speak to everyone. And, you know, we also encourage students and we talk more in terms of inclusion and understanding equality, and you never know who is in your class. So if you just operate at a high level where you understand a human is a human, you know, you may not offend somebody with a disability or you may not be discriminating. So even our students with all disabilities, for instance, our guild, they are one of our great supporters. So that when they are having functions, we inform them, you know, access, inclusion, you need to think about that. Within classrooms, I have had to go to classrooms and present. Sometimes lecturers use that as a lesson. So, for instance, our English Foundation course, I have gone and presented. And then they would normally do research on disability. Many lecturers, we have a social disability studies course. It is an undergraduate course and it's open for any student on the campus, whether in medical sciences, engineering. So that is another way that we sensitize students. We hardly really have students coming in to complain about discrimination or bad treatment from their classmates. And but, you know, it is there because we still, people are socialized in particular ways. But I would go so far to say that on this campus, we have a handle on inclusion. We have a handle on ensuring that students with disabilities have a positive experience. Once there's a problem, we get on it anyhow. So it is always this work to ensure that everyone, you know, is aware and sensitized to what is happening and who is on the campus lecturers, students, the cleaning staff, everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lovely, lovely. So, Jackie, in terms of your research or research done by staff at St. Augustine's campus, have there been a lot of research around disability?
Okay. The School of Education, because they deal with special education, their students and lecturers will engage in some level of research. What we have been seeing is that for different engineering, those students for their final year project, we have had several students doing equipment, devices for persons with disabilities. They would normally come in, I have a discussion with them, and they go out, they have made trolleys, they have made devices for persons who are deaf, you know. In terms of social sciences, we have a number of students, and again, students who are registered to do the social disability course, they must engage in some level of research dealing with disabilities. And then you have the general postgraduate student who also will engage in disabilities, you know, but it's personal interest. So what we have been doing, in fact, this academic year, my department, we are going to try and focus more on research of persons with disabilities on the campus. We have engaged with our Faculty of Engineering, and we have a nice project coming up where we are going to be using waste plastic to create prosthetics for persons with disabilities. And one of the things we also do is liaise a lot with the community of persons with disabilities. So apart from me being on different boards, we liaise with the ministry. Right now I'm a co-chair of a committee managing a center that they want to start for persons with disabilities. So I liaise a lot with the Ministry of Social Development, the organizations of and for persons with disabilities. We engage a lot with them. So sometimes they may want to get some information, we will work with them. Any postgrad student who is or wants to do anything with disabilities, they would normally come and ask us for our students to participate. So we encourage that. But again, I would always say there's never enough, because there are some things that we still don't understand. You know, so that is the reason we want to start that research agenda coming out of our department for the new upcoming year.
Wonderful. And I know that Mona Campus has a Center for Disability Studies.
Mm-hmm.
How has that impacted your work at St. Augustine's?
Right. Now, when I was doing my PhD, and I had to, I visited, because my PhD looked at the experiences on the Mona, Keyfield, and St. Augustine campus.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I saw that center was when I went to Mona to do my research. And I think that is something I have been dreaming that we are going to have on the St. Augustine campus.
And I've been dreaming about the first Keyfield as well.
You know, but I liaise closely with Dr. Morris, and I have been able to encourage students with disabilities from St. Augustine to do a semester at Mona.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have had to liaise with the center, and these students would have had, you know, they would have had a good experience. You know, I know two for sure who really had a good experience. And there's always collaboration. Someone is always sending to ask me information. I am always trying to find more information. And, you know, but that center is something. Although what we have done is we have encouraged students to volunteer with our department. So, for instance, if we are having orientation for students with disabilities, we have students come and volunteer as ushers. When we have International Day, we would normally have students come in and man in our booth and, you know, giving back, providing support. We have a buddy system that we call peering. So, for instance, our first-year student who has a disability, we pair them with a second or third-year student who would assist them to understand how to navigate UE. So in some measure, we are trying to mimic what's happening over there, but we are doing work. But that center, you know, is a secluded space, and students could go in, come out. It is something I know we would have someday. We would have someday on this campus.
Great. And I particularly am heartened by the mentoring, the pairing that you have, that you are doing, so that a new student with a disability gets to meet another student with a disability who has grown confident and somewhat competent in their educational process. So this is great.
Yeah, one of the great things, though, right now, the member of staff who has responsibility for disability support, he has visual impairment. He was a student. He benefited from the services at our department. He was employed as a student assistant. We worked with him, and he went over to Mona for a semester, did not want to come back to Trinidad. It was so much fun. And he now works. He completed his degree. He worked in the Ministry of Education for a year, and he's here now. And therefore, he also provides that example for our students in terms of, you know, he understands. Mm-hmm. And really, he works so well with his students. And the students, they always call Mr. Mirage, I send him an email, could you assist me with this? You know, he manages the student support group. And that is one of the things. The other thing we normally would do is employ students with disabilities as our student assistants, for the main reason of trying so that they can get some employment experience, because you know when you leave UWE, they want experience.
Correct.
So one of the things we do, we made that effort that students with disabilities will be given the priority in terms of working during the semester as a student assistant.
And I remember vividly as well, a few years ago, there was a conference on campus in Trinidad where one of your think tanks was able to plan this conference and really highlight many of the issues and achievements within the disability sector. So is that think tank still functioning?
No, but what came out of the think tank was that same undergraduate course.
Okay.
Also, there was a unit established, and that is how, you know, the whole issue of disability started to really make it rungs on the campus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it brought some awareness and sensitization. Now, since then, there are a number of academic staff and persons with disabilities who came together, and we formed an organization looking at research and sensitization of disabilities. And thus far, we had a large conference where persons with disabilities presented, scholars presented, students presented, and last year for December, we had a something like a think tank, but we were looking at our national policy, the Trinidad and Tobago national policy, which is a white paper now, and it was sent out again to get some, you know, consultation. And our hope is that a lot of legal, you know, laws will come out of this, the policy that is now, you know, being looked at. So even so, we are still trying in different forms because, you know, disability is complex. So we have the academic staff trying to look at the research and sensitization. We have the, because one of the reasons for that course is that, you know, we have people who will be going out all over the society, teachers, lawyers, doctors, and we need them to be sensitized. So when they go out there, you know, as a teacher, they understand how they're going to operate with their students. As a bank manager, that person will understand how you deal with those clients that are coming in, you know? So that think tank really started the ball rolling, and we haven't stopped yet.
Well, Jackie, I want to say I'm very impressed with the amount of work and the quality of work that your department and entire, and I would venture to say the management at UE St. Augustine are doing around disability, and inclusion is important. It really is important.
Yes, it is.
So, Jackie, what would you say as we wind up, what would you say is one of your best moments, most memorable moments or greatest achievements?
Well, it is not just one moment, but every time I go to graduation and I see one of my students crossing that stage, it is something I cannot explain. And I tend to go to the 6 graduation ceremonies that we have every year, because even if it's one student from engineering graduating, I have to be there to cheer them on, because I would have understood that journey from the minute they registered with our department to when they crossed that stage. And then when they leave and they call me to say I got a job, they call me to say I have a baby, they call me to say I'm getting married, I am saying yes. Not only me, but UE has done well.
Yes. Lovely, lovely. Well, Jackie, it really has been a pleasure talking with you, as I usually enjoy our conversations. This one is no different. Any final word you want to share to potential students, parents, you know, fellow faculty members? Any word you want to share as we wind
well,
up?
Well, my thought is that we are all human and we all deserve a chance. And therefore, I speak to parents, do not hold back your children. I speak to secondary school teachers, let that student know the sky is the limit. UE is here waiting for that student. And I speak to lecturers and academic staff, and I tell them, you love what you do. Disability could happen anytime to anyone. So think about if you are an able to do what you're doing right now that you love, and that will change how you see every student that comes in front of you who has a disability.
Well, Jackie, on behalf of past students of UE, I want to say thank you, and particularly on behalf of those students with disabilities whom you have touched their lives and made a tremendous difference. I want to say again a very heartfelt thank you, because without support from persons like yourself, the journey would have been even more difficult. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're most welcome, and it was a pleasure.
Yes, so sometime soon we'll have you back again with maybe one of your students.
Not a problem.
Well, you have been listening to Visions with me, Yudley Wickham-Ashby, and my very special guest today, Dr. Jacqueline Huggins, the manager of Student Life and Development Department at UE St. Augustine's campus. Remember, you can reach me on 1-246-269-9660, either by a regular cell call or WhatsApp, or via Starcom at 1-246-430-7300, by email, visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That's visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And of course, you can listen to this and past episodes by going to vob929.com. Look for the podcast link and click on that. You'll find Visions. And, of course, you can listen to this and past episodes. So until next week, be safe and love life.